You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi there, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to use the download feature in Safari on iOS. So let's just say you want to download something from Safari. And in this case, I'm going to download a file from Freedom Scientific, for example. I'm going to download something called a voice screen reader called JAWS. It's for my Windows. I'm going to show you how to retrieve it and where to go for it. So let's go to Safari itself.
Safari.
And do one finger double tap to open it.
Safari. Address. Search or enter website.
So I'm going to go to Freedom Scientific. I have this in my bookmark here.
Toolbar. Show bookmarks. Button. Bookmarks. Heading.
I'm going to go to the right until I get to my Freedom Scientific bookmark here.
Freedom Scientific homepage.
Okay.
Actions available.
Double tap this.
Address, 11%, freedomscientific.com.
All right, so I'm going to go find where we go to the download section here.
Freedom Scientific, call today. 1-8, search, text field, submit, button, toggle navigation, button, toggle navigation, home, link products, software, services, support, downloads, link.
Download.
Downloads, link, expanded.
And it's going to expand. I'm going to pick JAWS.
JAWS, link.
Double tap.
Back.
And now we'll go to the screen.
Submit button.
And I'm going to swipe down.
JAWS. Heading level 1. Main. Downloads. Heading level 1.
And go to the right.
JAWS screen reading software. Heading level 2. The latest version of JAWS can be downloaded. Learn what is new in JAWS 2000. Note. The following link requires an internet connection. Bullet. List start. JAWS 2020.2006.12. June 2020. Link. List end.
Okay. So that's the latest one. I'm going to double tap this. And now you hear a tone there. Go to the right.
Close button.
You'll hear the close button. Now go to the right.
Download button.
Aha. Uh-huh. And go ahead and double tap this if you want to download it. Let's do it.
Download. JAWS 2020.2006.12, June 2020. Link.
Now where did it
List
go?
End.
All right. Let's go to the top here.
Format options button.
That's back top
Show
left.
Show web page formatting options. Address. Support.freedomscientific.com.
Right.
Reload button.
And one more to the right here.
Toolbar. Downloads. Button.
Is the download button. There you go. So double tap this.
Downloads. Heading.
Now it's going to show me what has been downloaded and give me kind of information if it's done or not, how much percent is left, and etc. Or if it's complete. So go to the right.
Clear. Button.
Yes, you can clear the whole thing if you want after you download a few things.
J2020.2006.12.400NE. Progress 31%, 7.3 MB of 23.1 megabyte. Actions
so it's
available.
Still downloading at this time, so you know that is still in the works. So I'll sit here and wait for it until it gets done.
J2020.2006.12.400NE, 23.1 megabyte. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Now, as you can see or hear for yourself, there's no more percent there, so it's completed. Now, if I swipe up on this, check this out.
View download.
I can view the download itself, or if I can go up one more.
Delete.
I can delete it. So you can delete that completely out of there. But we are done. Let's get out of here. Let's go to the Apple Files, for example, and I'll show you where you can find it.
Doc. Safari. Files. Double tap to open. Actions available.
Okay, so we have files here. Double tap this.
Files. iCloud Drive. Back button.
Now, make sure you're all the way back out because you may not be in the iCloud. So let's just say you're in a different service like Dropbox or OneDrive. So at the top left.
iCloud Drive. Back button.
You can go back.
iCloud Drive. Browse. Back button. Browse. More. Browse. Heading.
And then we're at the browse. Let's make sure we go to the iCloud. So you're asking yourself, where did it go? That's a great question. It went to your iCloud Drive. So let's go to the right here.
Search. Search. Locations. Button. iCloud Drive.
Go ahead and double tap this.
Selected. Castro. Folder. Two items.
Now,
actions available.
Castro. That's one of my apps. So if you go to the right here.
Desktop. Folder. Documents. Folder. Downloads. Folder.
Uh-huh.
One item.
That's
swipe
where
up or down to
it.
Select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Double tap this.
J2020.2006.12.400-NE.exe. File, 6:50 p.m., 23.1 megabyte.
Voila.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
There it is. So that is where your file is. So if I were to go on my Microsoft Windows laptop now, I'll go to my iCloud drive and you go under the download folder, and I'm able to get to the JAWS installation file. Just double click that and execute it, and I'll install JAWS. Now, one more thing and note I want to present to you is where you can dump the download files. You can change that location. So instead of going to the iCloud drive default into the download folder, you can select wherever you want it to go to. So to do this, we'll have to go back out of here and go to my settings.
Files. Settings. Double tap to open.
Go ahead and double tap to open this.
Settings.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to Safari.
Safari. Button.
And double tap.
General. Heading.
And you're going to swipe to the right until we get to download.
Downloads. iCloud Drive. Button.
That tells me that it's on the iCloud Drive by default. Just one finger double tap this.
Store downloaded files on. Safari. Back button.
Now let's go to the right, see what we have here.
Downloads. Heading. Store downloaded files on. Heading.
Now you have three options here. I'm going to show you all three here.
Selected. iCloud Drive. Downloads.
Now this is by default, the iCloud Drive and the download folder. Now the other option is to...
On my iPhone.
Is to do it on your iPhone. So if you want everything to go on your iPhone, you can select that. The other one here...
Other.
Is the other. So if I double tap this...
Cancel. Button.
And go to the right here.
New folder. Button.
Yes, you can create a new folder within your iCloud Drive if you want.
Done. Button.
Done is the top right.
Access will be granted to iCloud Drive.
Mm-hmm.
iCloud Drive, level 1, expanded.
So the iCloud Drive is now expanded.
Castro, level 2,
collapsed.
There's
that Castro we were at.
Desktop, level 2. Documents, level 2. Downloads, level 2, expanded.
Now, if you want to put it in any other folder within iCloud Drive, you can select that folder or you can create the new folder, as I mentioned above. Now, the thing I couldn't figure out on why you can't do it is the other third-party services such as Dropbox and OneDrive. It is dimmed out and you can't use it. That is pretty much in this iOS for now. Hopefully, in the future, they'll be open to unlock that for us. So, you double tap where you want it to go. I'm going to go ahead and just cancel for now.
Cancel. Button.
Top left. Double tap.
Other.
Now I'm going to show you some other options in here along that consists with your downloads here. If you go to the right.
Automatically upload and store your downloads in iCloud. Changes you make to your downloads folder will sync across all your iCloud devices. Remove download list items. After 1 day. Button.
Did you hear that? So you can have this automatic cleared out after so many days and et cetera. So you might want to set this. I set mine for 1 day. So after a couple days, I come back. The item in the list is cleared out. So that might be something of useful. The other note I want to mention to you is that if your download stays at a certain percent and it never gets any further, like it doesn't complete it for some reason. Remember when I was showing you when you swipe up to delete the file itself? Well, it'll have a resume progress or resume download in that rotor. Just double tap the resume and I'll resume the download. So that is how to use the download feature in Safari on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. Also go by the name Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This Apple Viz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.appleviz.com.